Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. Thanks to an honest jury and a no-nonsense judge, Kyle Rittenhouse was proven not guilty, innocent of all charges. While I'm happy that justice has been served, I am unhappy that the radical left is rioting throughout the state of Wisconsin. Rioting because the fake news media has reinforced the idea that Kyle was at fault. We all know the old adage that you should never yell fire in a crowded movie theater, yet we are all willing to calmly accept when the big corporate media lie to us. I'm not sure how it would work, but I wish the Federal Communications Commission could force CNN or MSNBC to pay significant fines whenever they tell lies on the news. Maybe a fine and then a public disclaimer that a lie was told. That'd be a great start. I wouldn't want anyone penalized for their bias or opinion, but for demonstrably false lies. Whether it be the recent stories about Rittenhouse or obvious fake gambits like the Russian collusion episode that spanned 3 years, or the Covington kid for another great example, these lies have a real-world implication, because media distortions can cause people to get upset, which leads to rioting, looting, massive anxiety, unruly crowds of agitated people. With radio, we are told the public owns the airwaves, yet following that line of logic, the media is given a completely free pass to distort. In an age ruled by social media, I think we need to re-examine what it means for the public to own the airwaves. Don't worry, I'm not much of a communist, and I know the solution isn't for the government to actually take over anything, as that never works. I get the sense that with the low ratings, the free market has already caused big fake news a serious amount of pain, as frustrated Americans turn off CNN and MSNBC in favor of other voices. But getting back to my problem, by definition, social media means that information can be moved around the globe in the blink of an eye. The big fake news conglomerate gets the public benefits bestowed on being a media outlet, yet they have gotten too comfortable with lying. On the flip side, if a random person like you or me tries to tell a lie about something big, fact checkers show up and add a special note to our posts or put us in Facebook jail or even delete our account. It's not good for anyone to lie, but it's worse when well-known news companies do it because everything they say has an undertone of journalistic integrity. I don't have any great answers on this, but I know a serious problem when I see it. Until we figure out a solution, the next time you hear something that sounds like nonsense, look at the person and simply ask, is that true, or did you see it on CNN? This has been Anthony Mantova with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.